Welcome to Maseches Be'ah, Perek Av, Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 1, Mishnah 7. The Mishnah begins. Be'shamay say, Tavlin nidoichin b'madach shalates. One may grind spices on Yantif b'madach shalates with a wooden grinder. In those days, they would usually grind spices with a pestle and a mortar. So one can use a wooden pestle and a mortar, but one cannot use the normal stone pestle and mortar. Now, the reason that Be'shamay holds that it's permissible to grind spices is because if one grinds it before Yantif, it loses some of its flavor. Therefore, it's permissible to do it on Yantif, but he still requires a shinui, a person to deviate from their normal way of doing it, and he therefore requires one to do it with a wooden one versus a stone one. Veha melach, and one who grinds salt, which a person would be able to do before Yantif perfectly, and it would not lose any of its flavor, says Beit Shammah, you can't even use a wooden pestle and mortar. Bapach, a person could use some type of jar. They can crush it with a jar, or with a wooden stirring spoon. One can use that. So that requires an even greater level of shinui, of differentiation. Beis Hillel disagrees. They're more lenient, and they say tavlin that spices nedoichin kedar kam b'madal shaleven. One may grind them in the normal fashion by using a stone grinder, because since it's impossible to do it before yantif, because they lose some of their flavor. He also doesn't need a shinui. One doesn't have to deviate from the normal way. The hamelach and salt, which could be done in theory before yantif without losing its flavor, then Beis Hillel would agree at least that one needs a shinui, one needs a differentiation, b'madoch shel eitz, and one must do it with a wooden pestle and mortar. Let's see one more Mishnah. Mishnah Ches. Haboyer kipnis b'yantif. One who selects legumes, beans, and the like on yantif. Beis Shammai says, boyer oichel. He must select the good from the bad. We know that one of the prohibitions on Shabbos, one of the 39 categories of prohibited work, is borer, selecting. So Beis Shammai holds that one's permissible to select, but one must select the good from the bad. Ve'ochel, and he must eat it immediately after he does it. So it's not the normal way of doing it. Beis Hillel says borer kedarko. One could do it the normal way. That means to say they can even take out the psoles. The psoles is the place, the stones and the things that they're not using. Becheiko, while holding it in their chest, bakanon, in a basket, batamchoi, they could do it on a large plate. Avaloba tavla, even Beis Hillel agrees that one can't do it on a table. Aloba napa bakavra, one is prohibited to use a sifter or a sieve. Ram Gamliel says, af mediach, one can even put water in the beans, let's say, and the pisoles, the imperfections, the shells, and whatever else floats to the top. The sholan, then one can skim the surface and take out the psolas, take out the garbage, the stuff that he doesn't need. We do not rule like Rabbi Gamliel, we rule like Beis Hillel. Wishing you a beautiful, very successful day and a great upcoming week.